With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The campaign rally in Philadelphia yesterday, former President Donald Trump again said that the flood of migrants into the country is costing black Americans their jobs.
Joe Biden's open border has also been a disaster for our great African-American and Hispanic-American population. So what's happening when millions of people flow over? The people that are most hurt are, number one, the African-Americans in this country. Number two, have they taken your job yet, sirs? They better not.
While much of the country deals with heat, flooding is affecting some areas of the Plain States.
Counties in Iowa and South Dakota declaring disasters after major flooding. Rock Valley, Iowa evacuated most of the population, with some climbing onto roofs to get out, says Mayor Kevin Van Otterloo.
We had the high-speed boats here, and they could fight the current, and we did get everybody off their roofs.
He says cars are flooded, up to 500 homes severely damaged.
It's going to be a huge undertaking. It's going to be months and months before we're through this.
Iowa's governor declaring a state of emergency for Sioux County. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem also declaring an emergency for the southeastern part of the state, warning residents to stay vigilant. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, the open southern border results in the death of a Texas girl.
The two men charged in the murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl are both illegal immigrants. According to ICE, both men are from Venezuela and were living in Houston illegally. Police say they strangled a 12-year-old girl who was found dead in a creek on Thursday. The men are both in jail on a $1 million bond.
Correspondent Tasha Stevens reporting. Utah's upcoming election or Republican primary will determine whether voters want another moderate conservative like retiring Senator Mitt Romney. This is SRN News. Former President Donald Trump spoke yesterday at a Faith and Freedom Coalition conference. Donald Trump expressed support for Louisiana's new law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public schools.
Who likes the Ten Commandments, by the way, going up in the schools? They think it's such a bad thing. I said, has anyone read the Thou Shalt Not Steal? Has anybody read this incredible stuff? It's just incredible. They don't want it to go up.
Pro-life advocates say a new law strengthening protections for pregnant workers have been a lifeline for many low-income women seeking accommodations from employers. Were it not for the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, those women might otherwise have been forced to take unpaid leave. But a year after the act took effect, many women are still confronting employers who don't know about it, misunderstanding the scope or simply refuse to comply. This is SRN News. We often hear about product recalls, and now there's one on your favorite coffee mug.
Some 580,000 glass mugs are being recalled across the U.S. after dozens of burn and laceration injuries were reported by consumers. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the now recalled Joy Jolt branded Declan single wall glass coffee mugs can crack or break when filled with hot liquids. Consumers in possession of these recalled mugs are urged to immediately stop using them and contact New York-based MM Products for a full refund. John Scott reporting.
It's hot and getting hotter for workers and everyone else outdoors as the first significant heat wave of the year makes its way eastward across the country. What's more, the heat will move in and sit. Excessive humidity will make it feel even more oppressive, and that's dangerous. Emergency medical services across the nation already deployed for heat-related emergencies more than 2,400 times between June 1st and June 14th. More details at SRNnews.com.